It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is so good to be back. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Monica Lovell. Miss Neva Pita is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is Jace Morrow. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm just as excited to be back.
Right on.
It's good, been a good time.
Yes. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower@cableone.net, or you can post it to our Facebook page, and we will do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. I think I covered it all. Would you pray to start us out?
Absolutely. All right, let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, God, we just come before you in this new year excited for what you have in store for us. And God, we pray for this time that we have together, just a fellowship and just to hear from you. Father, we pray that you would just move in our hearts today. God, I pray that you would hide me in the shadow of the cross, because God, I know that I am nothing without you. And God, this isn't a word from me. God, that these people don't need to hear my voice or need to hear any cool thoughts that I've come up with. God, they need to hear from you. God, as so much as I do the same thing, God, I need to hear from you as well. So, Lord, I pray for anybody that's tuning in or maybe finding this at a later date that may not have a personal relationship with you, Father. I pray that they would hear today the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, the salvation that you freely offer. And, God, I pray for the Christians that may be tuning in today that may have had a struggling year, that God, that 2021 may have ended on a rough note for them, and God, they may be a little discouraged. Father, I pray that today they would find hope and strength also in the name of Jesus. And Father, that we would lay it all down at your feet and allow you to have this new year, this 2022. And God, that we would trust you in all things, even when things don't look like they're going in our favor, that God, you are still the God that sits and rules on your throne. And we can trust you in all ways. So, Lord, we love you. We acknowledge you in all that we do. We pray and we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, so, like, kind of what I just prayed, talking about the last year, I kind of got to thinking about how was 2021. And my 2021 went fairly well. It went pretty good. Can't complain too much. The last 2 months didn't quite go as what I would have liked to have planned it, with different illnesses and sicknesses that went through our household. So it didn't quite go the way I would have planned it, but overall it went well. And so I know, depending on who you ask, I would probably ask several other people how their year went. And I know I would get a mixed response. I know some people would probably say that maybe 2021 was really good for them. I really hope that that's everyone's response, that maybe compared to the previous year of 2020, that maybe the year 21, it got a lot better. Maybe it was uplifting. It was more encouraging. Maybe they got through, avoided COVID for a year. Or I don't know. Whatever happened, 2021 was one of the better years that they've had for a while. And then but I know in reality, we probably won't get that from everybody, right? I know that some people would probably say, Jace, 2021 was probably one of the worst years. It just kind of piggybacked off of 2020, and it was miserable. There was a lot of things, whether that was maybe more financial stress, or maybe we suffered from loss or grief and had to experience and go through that in 2021, maybe lost some family members or friends. Maybe we lost our jobs. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different things that people probably experienced that past year that didn't make that year the greatest that they've ever had, right? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today, going into this new year, talking about 2022. And for those that maybe have left 2021, it may be in a season of defeat or a season of just feeling broken. just kind of looking forward to maybe what God has in store for you in 2022 and maybe how we can have a better outlook or a different change of pace for this new year. And I feel like there's a book that I bought last year by an author, Shane Pruitt. He's an evangelist. He has spoken at our youth camp, Falls Creeks, a few times, and he's a really powerful speaker. But he wrote a book about 10 common lies that Christians believe. And when I was reading that book, I was like, man, I can't believe that there are so many common lies that growing up or even now there were a time or two where I caught myself going, man, I still believe that lie. I didn't realize that that's really not even true. Like, that's not even biblical. That we've just, as Christians, have coined that term, that it almost just comes second nature. And one of the things that caught me off guard, or didn't catch me off guard, that it just kind of been illuminated and brought to my attention a lot better and backed up with verses. And I knew this wasn't true. But he did a very good job at presenting it. And it's that phrase that we as Christians, when we go through difficulty or hard times or we've gone through something like that, we'll turn to that person that maybe is venting to us and telling us about their difficulty and go, hey, it's going to be okay. God won't give you more than what you can handle. And if you've said that, I'm not bashing you. I'm not saying anything bad about you at all, because if anybody, that would be targeted more towards me, because I know I've said that before. I've said that towards people and just trying to bring comfort and like, hey, God gives his strongest battles or gives his biggest battles to his strongest warriors, or like, God won't give you more than what you can handle. And ultimately, that phrasing isn't in the Bible at all. And so I just kind of want to pop the bubble of that phrasing today of understanding that. Yeah. Okay. I was like, uh-oh, I thought you were going to correct me. But yeah, that whole just popping the bubble of that, that's not biblical at all of thinking, hey, God won't give you more than what you can handle. And so what I think a lot of people refer to for the verse when they try to back that up is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says this: no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. And so when people try to back up that, hey, God won't give you more than what you can handle, I think they often refer to this verse, but you got to read the context. This verse, nowhere does it say about, hey, whenever you're going through really hard moments or difficulty in life, there's a common word that keeps popping up, and it's the word temptation. And so this verse, in context, it's dealing with temptation, right? This verse is teaching how everybody is tempted, and everybody has different weaknesses and different enticements that grab our attention, right? And so when we face these temptations, we need to have a game plan put in place, right? And the promise we have from God in those moments is that we will not be tempted beyond our ability to overcome it. And so you see, we still need God in those very moments, right? When we look back in those verses, in that verse, we see where it says, God is faithful, and he will also provide the way of escape. So even in that scenario, it's more than what we can handle, because we are still completely dependent on God to come through and keep his promises. So God remains faithful to provide the way of escape, and therefore that gives us the ability to endure temptation when it comes our way. Not that, hey, we're just going to muster enough strength to push through it because God's going to give me, you know, God, he won't give me more than what I can handle. It's not about you. You're not strong enough. You need God. You are still fully dependent on God to come through to give you a way of escape. You're still dependent on him. It's not about you. You're not able to do this. This isn't any new facts, but life is hard. Life is difficult. It's challenging in every which way we look at it. And in all honesty, it is all more than what we can handle. It really is. In all aspects of life, life in itself is more than what we can handle, but it's not more than what God can get us through and what God can handle. And so in Shane Pruitt's book, he kind of turned it and coined that phrasing a little bit different, and it really spoke to me as well. So instead of saying, hey, God won't give you more than what you can handle, it gets changed for this: God won't give you more than what he can handle through you. And so it's not about, hey, God won't give you more than what you can handle, but God won't give you more than what he can handle through you. And so one of the greatest promises that God has given us in Scripture is not that he will keep us out of difficulty or keep us out of a bad situation, difficult situations, or that he will make sure that we never experience suffering, right? He never promised easy life. He never promised that we will go life perfectly, that we will never experience difficulty or anything like that. But rather, because he is a good God, he has promised to be with us in those difficult situations, to be an ever-present help in time of suffering. And that's why I'll turn you to Psalm 46:1 that says that. In Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is not a distant God. God is not a God that says, well, I hope it all works well for you. I hope it all turns out well. I'll be praying for you. No, in those times of turmoil and the times of difficulty and exhaustion, God shows up and he is a very present help in times of need. And so God doesn't promise you an easy life. It doesn't always guarantee you that you're not going to face difficulty, but he does promise us that, hey, when those happen, I, God the Father, will be there with you. And that brings me a lot of comfort knowing that God of all creation is with me in the midst of my biggest storms in life. And so the other thing that he also doesn't promise us is that we will all face things that we can handle. If there were things in this life, if we could handle things in this life without God, why would we need God? It's one of the biggest blessings that we have when we are in over our head, because there are a lot of times we are in over our head. One of the biggest blessings that we have about being in over our head is that that gives us the opportunity to rely on God to come through and take on anything and everything, because we serve a mighty God who can take on anything and everything. Like, there's nothing that he's not able to take. And that's why I have Isaiah 41:10 that backs that up. And this is what it says in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, even when we are in over our heads, one of the biggest blessings is that we have a God we can rely on, who will strengthen us, who will endure through with us and actually get us through that. So he doesn't promise that, hey, you'll be able to handle this on our own. And I think that's where that phrasing of, hey, God won't give you more than what you can handle, it's, to me, that phrasing is almost like, hey, you know, God won't give you more than what you can handle, so that means that you will have enough strength to get yourself through it. And like, no, you need God to get you through it. And so you see that God will carry us even through the most extreme circumstances. Even when you can't explain it and you just know you got by the grace of God. Right, I've been in those situations. I know probably several other people have. I bet Monica has. I bet we've gone through moments of where we're like, I honestly have no idea how in the world I got through that tough situation in my life. I don't know. I have no explanation for it other than by the grace of God that got me through that. Right, even in the midst of our storms of this life, like there's a peace. There's a peace even in the midst of the storms of this life. And it's a storm you can't even explain, but somehow you endured. Why? It's because God is with you. You can stand firm because you were standing on him as your foundation. So we have 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10, that says this. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And so you see, there are some primary truths that God has revealed to us. The first obvious one is that he loves us. Another one is that he is with us. And the third thing is that he can identify with us. Like, he can sympathize with us. No matter what we are going through, God can handle it. One of the main reasons God is able to handle it in whatever we are going through is that he is a God who can identify with his creation, right? It's one thing of, like, if you're going through a, maybe you're going through a heartache or you're going through some difficult moment in your life, something tragic has happened, and then you have a friend that may come alongside you. There's a difference when you have a friend beside you that says, man, I am so sorry for what you're going through. I've never gone through that, but I feel bad for you. I appreciate that, but you really don't understand where I'm coming from. And then you have a friend that comes alongside you and says, man, I am so sorry for what you're going through and what you're experiencing. I've actually gone through this, and this is what helped me got through. Right? You appreciate both friends, but there's so much more to the friend that's able to really sympathize with you because they've gone through that experience, right? And so that's what I love about God, is that in every moment and every circumstance and difficulty in this life, we have a God that knows exactly what you're feeling. We have a God that knows exactly how to get you through that. And so, and some people might even be questioning that, of like, there's no way Jesus could possibly understand what I'm going through. Like, he's the Son of God, right? There's just no way that he knows. He's probably never had to go through what I've gone through. He probably doesn't know this pain, right? He's never had to experience what I'm dealing with. And that's where I would just have to tell you that's wrong. Like, he absolutely does know what you're going through, because not only when Jesus was here was he fully God, he was also fully man. Like, he was here as a man. Like, he fully experienced what we experience, right? When he was here as in the flesh, he experienced mankind, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? He experienced all sides of it. So he personally knows what it's like to experience from difficulty in life. He fully understands what it's like to experience hardship, right? And so the rest of our time, I'm just going to look at a few ways of how Jesus can identify with us, how he can sympathize with us and actually relate to maybe some of the ways that we all have experience and know what we're going through. I'll just take a time right now to kind of pause, and we can come back on that.
Caught me off guard.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. We do have a number of prayer requests this morning. This first one is for Susan Mabra, who had some complications with her surgery last week. And then we want to continue to pray for Kobe Rhodes, who was medevaced to Woodward with COVID and pneumonia. And then we want to continue to pray for Gaylord Roper, who's dealing with cancer.
Okay. All right. Well, if you would, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask for healing over these people. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, God, yet again, we just approach your throne right now to lift up these three people. God, we want to spend time lifting up Susan Mabra to you. God, we know that she has been having complications with her surgery. And God, I don't need to know the finer details, because I know that you are in the midst of it right now. God, I just pray you just continue to work in her favor. God, you would continue to heal her body. God, whatever complications are going on, God, I pray that you would deliver her through those things. You would just continue to put your healing hands upon her. Help deliver her through this moment. I pray whatever's going on, God, you would help it subside. You'd help it go away, or maybe to have the medicine start working. God, whatever it is. But God, we put her in your hands. We know she's in the best hands capable. God, we pray for the medical team that's around her, that God, you would just allow them to work to the best of their ability for her. God, just continue to work on her and help her get through this. But Lord, ultimately, we know that you are the great physician. You are the one that is going to bring the healing. So God, we put her and continue to lift her up to you in our prayers. And Lord, we pray for for Robbie Rhodes. And God, we pray, as we know he's been metaflighted, God, and that he is suffering right now through COVID and pneumonia. God, and those are two things, man, when they're whammed together, God, it's quite difficult to kind of deal with that. But Lord, yet again, we know that you are the one that can deliver him through that. And so, Father, we just pray for healing over his lungs, God, over his body. God, as we know that COVID is rampaging through our world right now. But God, nothing overcomes you. And so, Father, I know that oftentimes things look slim, things look difficult, things look like, how are they ever going to end, or how are we going to get through this? But God, as we've been talking about, you are a very present help in times of need. You are the God that shows up. You are the only one that is here. There's no other God above you. And so, Father, that's why we put our faith and trust in you, knowing that you will help us through all these difficult moments. God, not always promising an easy life and that we won't experience difficulty, but, Father, that you are the one that will deliver us and get us through it. And, God, so we pray for them. We pray for the healing of them. And then, Lord, we pray for Gaylord Roper and, God, who is also dealing with cancer. And, God, we know that that is such a difficult thing to deal with. And, God, often, yet again, time and time again, we just keep repeating this, that, God, oftentimes we are trying to understand why are we going through certain things. And, God, we may not always have those type of answers on this side of heaven. But, God, I'm thankful that we have a serving God, that we have a very loving and a Savior King who fully understands what we're experiencing and the pain that we're going through. That you are not just a God that is distant and says, well, I hope all things work out well for you. But, God, you are working in us. And, God, I pray for healing over their bodies. God, you would just allow the cancer to go away. God, you would just keep it where it's at. And, God, just eradicate it. And, God, I pray that you would bring comfort and peace over their body. And, God, and help them feel well again. And, God, we just continue to pray and lift them up, all three of these people up to you, God, praying for a special healing that only God you can bring and deliver them through. So Father, we glorify you in all ways. We continue to praise you even in the midst of the difficulties of life and even in the great times of life. So Lord, we love you, we praise you, acknowledge you in all our ways. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I have a couple of prayer requests.
Oh yeah.
Pray for the families of Debbie Green of Deal City, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. She lives down the street from me.
Okay.
And then also pray for the family of John Hathaway.
Okay.
Who made his way home yesterday at 4:40.
Mm. Okay. Okay. So John, has he passed away?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pray for these families. And God, we just come back to you and just continue to lift up Debbie Green and God and the family of John Hathaway. And God, we just continue to pray for them and that you would bring peace and comfort over their days, God, as God, it's difficult in these moments of tragedy and loss. But God, I'm thankful that we have a way of knowing that we don't have to suffer in ways of if we didn't know you as our Lord and Savior. And God, I pray that they do. And God, I pray that you that you would just continue to bring peace and comfort beyond all understanding in these moments. And God, that you would just be with them, continue to walk through them in the days ahead, in the months ahead, the years ahead of God, filling the absence of the loved one. God, that you would just continue to remind them that you are there with them. And God, that you will bring peace and comfort to them in these days ahead. And so, Lord, we're thankful for Debbie Green, God, we're thankful for the life of John Hathaway, and God, we're thankful for his family, God, that, God, we know that you're going to come through for them, God, we know that you are faithful, and that you are good, and so, Lord, we love you, we pray and ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.